Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Deeply concerned that without the vote of any lawmakers, the Biden administration functionally nationalized the banking system in our country in one fell swoop, because we all used to understand the risk associated with rules that said that depositors were insured up to $250,000. But when the Biden administration says that they're going to guarantee all deposits at Silicon Valley Bank, well, then of course that is administration policy. I worry about that because it zaps risk out of the financial sector, and that always is something that comes before increases in inflation.
Yeah, all of that's accurate. I mean, it's Matt Gaetz talking with Channel 3's Sue Strong the other day and basically pointing out that, number one, unilaterally deciding to backstop all of the depositors in a bank over $250,000 is a decision that ought to involve Congress. I agree with that. Second, you know, the idea that you therefore expunge all the risk and all the risk assessment that might be done from depositors. And also, now, he didn't excuse the risk from the investors, right? Remember, Biden says he's not going to pay back the investors in the bank, but just the depositors. I don't know how much depositors think that way about banks to begin with, but I'm not a, you know, I don't have millions of dollars in a bank to think that way. You know, maybe they do. I don't know. It seems like $250,000 is not going to really adequately protect, you know, larger banks who do their payroll, which is one of the issues with these banks. But anyway, yeah, diminishing risk by saying that the government's going to backstop you all the time, that does mess with the market, and that's not a good thing. And so, you know, he is concerned about various ways in which Democrat leaders have messed with the economy over the last few years. And I agree with all of those concerns. But that was not the moment that caught my attention. What caught my attention in this interview was the conversation about NAS Pensacola.
Naval Air Station Pensacola reopening the base to the public next weekend for that one weekend only. What are you telling people when they question and are asking about reopening that base permanently?
Well, enterprise-wide, throughout the Department of Defense, you're seeing the DOD a little more precise about protecting their private property rights. I deal with this issue at NAS Pensacola. I deal with this issue on Okaloosa Island, where the military is getting a little frisky about the fact that folks are walking over onto some of their property there.
That's not the part that caught attention. This is.
The best way to get more access to NAS Pensacola is for us to have compliance with the regulations on the 25th and the 26th of this month. The last time we had an open weekend at NAS Pensacola, there were guns and there were drugs seized on the way in. So leave those things at home.
What?
Let's have great behavior while folks are on the base, comply with all of the Navy's regulations, and let's hope we can open up more of those opportunities. Obviously, the issue with our terrific museum is an infrastructure-related question. We've had very productive meetings with senior leadership at the Navy. We hope to be able to get some opportunities on the east side of the base to be able to have access there and to ensure that people are able to enjoy the museum.
Drugs and guns seized the last time we had NAS Pensacola open for the weekend? The what now? Like, I hadn't heard that. I haven't had it. I was watching this late last night, so I haven't had a chance to, you know, check in with Jason over at NAS Pensacola. He's the public affairs officer, to find out, you know, more. Curious now. Tell me more. Now, on the other hand, I know people are dumb. And, you know, drugs and guns could be like some guy forgot that he's got a gun in his glove box because he drives around with it, and then he winds up at NAS Pensacola and the dog sniffed it. And, okay, that's one, you know, to like, well, we had 15 shotguns in the trunk. I mean, probably not that, right? Same thing for drugs, okay? You know, I don't know whether this was like, you know, some guy had a couple of joints and they were, you know, he forgot about them up underneath his rearview mirror or something, and there's his, you know, sunshade versus, you know, well, 3 kilos. You know, like, I don't know what the level was here, but it doesn't sound like a good thing, especially if they got seized.
The best way.
So anyway, the best way to behave, you know, if we want NAS Pensacola to be open more often, The best way is to behave. Come up the end of the month. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3. He had a couple of interesting comments also about DeSantis and Trump and some rumors about his own political aspirations. We'll get to that in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Accident on Barrancas and Live Oak near Pensacola Country Club, but it looks like it has been moved off to the side. But maybe watch for emergency vehicles. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. You know, if you've got a project you're working on at home, a small repair, a little improvement, something the Honeydew said to Honeydew, go to Pensacola Hardware. Okay, they can help you not just with the supplies you need and the equipment and special tools if you need any, but they can give you advice. And you know, I had a boss one time, and my favorite piece of advice he ever gave me, he said, Andrew, there's only two times I ever want you to come ask me for input. And he's like, I'm like, okay, yeah. And he says, I want you to come ask me when you're not sure what to do and when you are. And that's kind of the same at Pensacola Hardware. Like, you know, there's only two times to ask them their input, when you're not sure what to do and when you are. Because if you are sure, all what they're going to hopefully do is tell you the same thing you already know. Great. Or maybe not, right? That's the point. And when you're not sure, of course they can help you, because they've been helping people just like you build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. 1851. That's how long this business has been around, the oldest in the entire state of Florida. It's amazing. So whatever your level of skill in working on things around the home, or if you're a professional builder, Pensacola Hardware is your place, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. So WEAR, Sue Strawn, interviewing Matt Gaetz the other day, asking him the question about, well, if DeSantis runs for president, doesn't it need to be, either resign, or don't they need to change the law to allow that? You know, the resign to run law in Florida. A law which I think is weird, by the way. And it's weird because it applies in this case and not in that case. And I'll be honest, I hadn't even realized that this would apply to the governor. But, you know, there you go. You learn something every day.
Are you anticipating that the Florida legislature is, in fact, going to craft legislation that would allow the governor to run for president?
I was just in Tallahassee earlier this week, and my suspicion, based on conversations I had with area lawmakers, is that the resign to run changes will occur to allow Governor DeSantis to run for president. I wish he wouldn't. I worked really hard to ensure that he was our governor. I wish he would stay our governor for 8 years. But I also know, having been in politics for a little bit of time, that competition makes everybody better, that when you have tough primary campaigns, sometimes you get the highest quality of discourse and debate and candidates that emerge through that system.
So he says, I want the governor to be the governor. I want Trump to be the president. And there you go.
I know Governor DeSantis and President Trump well. I know neither of them are concerned about competition. And my hope is that President Trump wins the primary. But either way, I know that Republicans will really be united against a Biden administration.
But you will maintain your support for former President Trump.
Sure. I'm for President Trump no matter who else runs. There was something so special about his time. And really, President Trump and Governor DeSantis and I did a lot of great work together, whether it was lowering the cost of prescription drugs for Floridians, whether it was ensuring that we rebuilt Tyndall Air Force Base, that we got the right emergency response from the federal and state systems into our local communities. Very important work. So I've worked closely with both of them. I hold them both in very high regard. But if you're asking my personal preference, I would like to see President Trump back in the White House.
So then the other question is, well, you know, does he hold higher office aspirations, especially if the governorship frees up because you've got DeSantis is running for president? And, you know, if he wins, right? And he doesn't have to resign to run, but if he wins, that'd be midterm, he'd be out. So
are you going to run for governor of Florida?
No, I like the job I have now. I work for Floridians who live between Highway 331 and the Alabama border, and my only plans right now are to continue my service in the Congress. And, you know, folks don't ever quit jobs. They quit bosses, and I have the best bosses in the world, the people of Northwest Florida.
So that was a no. You are not.
I have no plans to run for governor or anything else for that matter. My only plans are to serve the constituents in Northwest Florida, and I'm on a two-year contract. I get performance review every 2 years, and if I've done a good job, folks send me back, and if they'd like to make another choice, that's how our republic works.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know whether Matt has any, you know, executive branch aspirations. I don't think he would like that, frankly, the same way he likes being a legislator, where he can argue, because arguing is his thing, like debating is his thing, and, you know, persuading people and reasoning with them and asking, you know, importunate questions of the witnesses in the hearing. So I don't even know if he would like that as much. But I've had that same concern. Like, I thought Rick Scott would hate being a senator. I thought he loves being a governor because he's an executive, right? He's run companies, right? And I thought he would hate being a one of 100 vote. frankly. But he seems to enjoy it. I mean, he's frustrated. You hear that clearly, but, you know, he does seem to enjoy it. So there you go. 437-1620. You know, if you're 64 turning 65, you're going to go through some changes with your health care coverage. Health insurance is going to go over to Medicare. And you might not be familiar with that, might be new to you, might seem scary because people are sending you emails and letters and phone calls and all this stuff. And it, look, it doesn't have to be. It's very simple. It's very easy. But if you've got questions about Advantage or supplement or Medicaid or any of that stuff, Ricky Stewart Insurance. She's a good friend. I have known her literally as long as we've lived here for 10 years. She's very good people. Her whole family does insurance. This is the slice of it that she handles, is helping people get onto Medicare. And it's really quite simple, but she can help answer your questions and, you know, ease your concerns. 241-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
What you've heard about probiotics is probably wrong.
I eat yogurt, so I don't need to take a probiotic.
Probiotics? They don't really work.
It's time to learn the truth about probiotics and join the Align Healthy Gut team up. Align has probiotics to naturally help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort. Try Align probiotics for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel. Get $2 off your first month of Align at AlignProbiotics.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
Get your finances in order and become financially free with Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 after Brian Kilmeade on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I feel I should be rewarded for going this long without swearing on live TV.
Good morning. You needed it to get up and go this morning. I know you did. I know I woke up late today. Ugh. It's just that kind of a day. It's freezing outside almost, and nobody wants to get up and go out in that. 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, if that doesn't wake you up, nothing will,
I'll tell you.
Senator Elizabeth Warren says Jerome Powell has failed as the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Warren said Powell took a flamethrower to bank regulations, making him partly responsible for the recent collapse of multi-billion-dollar banks. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Russia today for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin says the two leaders are discussing strategic cooperation between Russia and China. That visit expected to last through Wednesday. And former President Trump accusing President Biden of trying to influence the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. These claims came out on Truth Social over the weekend. Trump said that Biden is pretending he had nothing to do with Manhattan DA's, quote, assault on democracy, but says he stuffed the DA's office with Department of Injustice people.
Yeah, so clever. We had somebody text in. It says, Governor DeSantis is everything the GOP wanted in Trump with none of the baggage. It's an easy choice. Trump needs to ride off into the sunset. You know what the problem is? You know what the hindrance is for Governor DeSantis? We know him in Florida really well. He is not known this way around the country. I mean, you know, he went to California and gave that speech. I haven't played clips from that yet, but it was a really good speech, very effective speech in California. He's prepared to stump, okay? I think he's running for sure. But we take for granted in Florida that every other conservative and other moderates around the nation are going to have the same level of knowledge of DeSantis that we have, and they don't. And that's going to be his barrier, okay? I don't disagree with this sentiment, but that's going to be the challenge. David, thanks so much for the update. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing a lot so far on the roads. A couple of accidents to be aware of. One accident to be aware of. Barrancas and Live Oak. No roadblock. It's near Pensacola Country Club. It looks like it has been moved off to the side. The other thing you do want to watch out for is I-10 eastbound. There's debris on the roadway near mile marker 18, the Dairy Queen exit. It's debris on the roadway. I-10 eastbound of Barrancas on Live Oak. An accident with no roadblock. If you got traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, when it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of options for HVAC maintenance, repairs, and replacement. You want to pick up the phone and know that you're going to get the right stuff the right way the first time, right? That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. Their focus is quality service and installation combined with the best products in the industry. Look, it's cold now, okay? You might actually be thinking about your heating. It's possible. And if that's true and maybe it's got a weird smell, okay, that's why you call Peden, okay? But if it's the other end of the spectrum and you're thinking about your AC coming up this summer, look, you want to get it tuned up. You want to get it checked out just to make sure that you're not wasting energy, that it's going to work, that it's going to work all summer, even through the worst parts. That's the idea. So have Peden Air Conditioning come out, set up an appointment to have your system inspected, and, you know, they can check both sides, right? If you need AC work or replacement, call Peden. If you got electrical work, call Peden. Offices in Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, a large location here in Pensacola in Ellison Field. Check them out online at peden.com. And right now, for the rest of the month of March, okay, right now in March, they've got a deal where they're waiving all the diagnostic fees on HVAC, plumbing, and electrical services. So find out what Peden can do for you and give them a call today. Check them out online at Peden, PEDEN.com. 628 on News Radio 92.3. Did you watch any of the basketball over the weekend? If you did on Friday, oh my goodness, you were watching Purdue and Fairleigh Dickinson, and you saw the 16 seed get up by 5 on Purdue, the number 1 seed. I had him winning it all.
Yeah.
To lob, and that will do it. FDU, believe it! For just the second time ever, a 16 1.
Unbelievable. So much fun to watch this game. The other game that was super fun to watch, that was on Friday. The other game that was super fun to watch was the Memphis-Florida Atlantic game with 5 seconds left, down by 2. FAU taking the ball in.
Janelle Davis to inbound. Here's Boyd. 5 seconds left. Boyd drives. Scores! With 2.5. Lomax at midcourt. McCadden doesn't get it. The first NCAA tournament win in Florida Atlantic history.
Unbelievable.
And it comes in dramatic fashion. Nation over Memphis.
That was a fun game, too. Their first win ever, of course. Then they played each other, which sucked, because I wanted to root for both of them. And FAU took down FDU. It wasn't that close. Well, towards the end, FDU actually came back and made a try at it, but it wasn't that close of a game for most of the time. And so, you know, that was all right. Auburn lost. I won't talk about. They were ahead by 10 at the half, and then then it was not good thereafter. Alabama cruised to victory pretty well. My alma mater, Illinois, got swallowed up, and that was terrible. Hated. Every year I get excited about them. And Princeton, meanwhile, continues their streak at the 15 seed who took out Arizona. They took out Missouri by 15 points on Saturday. Largest margin by a 15 seed in the tournament ever in history. So you got some interesting storylines out there all converging on the Sweet 16 next weekend. 6:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Drama in Milton? No way. That's right. Season 2 continues. Find out what happened in the latest episode coming up next. We've got David Wayne in the newsroom. What do you have coming up, sir?
Details on a shooting in Baldwin County right after Fox News.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A Manhattan grand jury investigating former President Trump's expected to hear from one last witness today before possible indictment, a witness requested by Trump's legal team.
The testimony will come from an attorney who briefly advised former President Trump's one-time attorney, Michael Cohen. The Manhattan DA is investigating Mr. Trump's role in an alleged hush money payment shortly before the 2016 election.
Marianne Rafferty from Fox. Cohen made that payment and got a 3-year federal sentence. China's president is in Russia to sign agreements with Russia's President Putin and discuss the war in Ukraine.
This is President Xi's first trip to Moscow in 4 years. Putin undoubtedly seeking war support in this while Xi is trying to frame this trip as diplomatic. Last week, President Biden said he would be speaking with the Chinese president, quote, soon. According to the White House, though, no call has been scheduled.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. President Xi is in Russia until Wednesday. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is a cold Monday morning, 32 degrees. Clear skies right now in Pensacola. Deputies in Baldwin County have arrested a 25-year-old man for allegedly shooting and killing his parents after an argument over the weekend. That happened near Spanish Fort. Deputies say they were called to a residence on McFarland Road where they found two people who'd been fatally shot. Witnesses said 25-year-old Trinell Brown had been at the home and told them that he had killed his parents before he left. He was arrested shortly after. Investigators say Brown confronted them about an ongoing family dispute before the shooting. Nearly 30 female business owners in our area were part of a women's business market in Gulf Breeze on Sunday.
There's everything from a travel agency, children's museum. We've got jewelry, hats, t-shirts. There's a dog trainer here. I actually talked to her about some problems with my own dog. That was fun.
And that's Charlene Cook, the event coordinator. I probably could have talked to that dog trainer, too. Organizers say the event was held in honor of Women's History Month. The market was held Sunday at the Eatery on Gulf Breeze Parkway. Cook says they're hoping to make that into a semi-annual event. Miami Beach trying to keep the peace. They had a very violent weekend there. The city declared a state of emergency, even had to impose a curfew overnight. The moves come after two deadly shootings that happened over the weekend on Ocean Drive. A Fort Lauderdale man was arrested for one of those shootings. The curfew is in effect from midnight until 6 a.m. The city commission is going to be meeting today to discuss imposing that curfew for next weekend as well. One person was taken to the hospital after a car crashed into a ditch in Cantonment on Saturday. Florida Highway Patrol says that crash happened near the Grandview Florist on South Highway 29. The driver, identified as a 66-year-old man from Baghdad. Troopers say the car left the road, went airborne, then crashed into the ditch. Right now, there's no word on the extent of the man's injuries. He was taken to the hospital, though, for treatment. A Flemington man facing charges for allegedly attacking a relative with a baseball bat last month. 54-year-old Richard Morris was arrested last week. He was charged with felony burglary with a battery and aggravated battery. North Escambia reports that the man had hit a relative in the back of the head with the ball bat on February 7th. That person had to be taken to the hospital as a trauma alert at that time. Morris remains in the Escambia County Jail on $65,000 bond. Former President Trump accusing President Biden of trying to influence the district attorney's office in Manhattan in that hush money payment case.
Trump made the claim Sunday on his Truth Social platform, adding that Biden wants to pretend he has nothing to do with the Manhattan DA's assault on democracy, when in fact, he has stuffed the DA's office with Department of Injustice people. He also accused District Attorney Alvin Bragg of taking his orders from D.C. Prosecutors have signaled a possible indictment, but the DA's office has not confirmed Trump's claim that he would be arrested in connection with the case on Tuesday. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Firefighters were able to stop a big fire in Freeport from spreading to nearby homes on Saturday. Walton County officials say a four-story home caught on fire Saturday afternoon. There were some heavy winds at the time, and the fire nearly spread to neighboring homes, but firefighters were able to contain it to just the one structure. Crews were on scene for several hours before that one was under control. The good news, nobody was hurt, and that fire still under investigation. 635, it's News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, taking a look around. Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. This is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Looks like I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. Not showing any problems on 98 or 90. Milton looking just fine all the way through. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. ChristinaLeavenworth.LevinRinkeRealty.com. This is Traffic on the Fives, and if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Chilly day today with temperatures warming up near 58 degrees for your high under mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, staying cool with a low near 41. We're going to be staying on the cooler side for Tuesday, but warming up slightly with a high near 64, mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night temperatures dropping near 52. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it's a cold morning. Clear skies, 32 in Pensacola, 38 in Gulf Breeze, 31 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. U.S. policymakers warily watched the rescue of Credit Suisse over the weekend, hoping its purchase by UBS would stem a slide in financial stocks triggered by the recent collapse of two regional banks. Late Sunday, the Fed and five major central banks announced a coordinated effort to improve liquidity by moving U.S. dollars among themselves each day, starting today instead of once a week. The central banks then lend those dollars out to financial institutions in an effort to backstop other countries' funding needs should strains emerge in global markets. Persistent inflation has had spillover effects on the insurance the companies use to guard against disaster at their facilities, with higher construction costs making it harder to get coverage and harder to get paid on claims. In the current inflationary environment, the cost of rebuilding could be significantly higher, which has caused headaches for businesses and insurers. Paint prices, for example, jumped more than 26% from November 2021 to last November. That's Your Money Now.
Innovation, resilience, agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
The steak experts at Omaha Steaks are helping you spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. Grab all your favorites at 50% off, like tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, air chilled chicken, and more. Plus, use promo code QUALITY at omahasteaks.com at checkout for an additional $30 off your order. Get fired up and spring into something special. But hurry, 50% off site-wide is only for a limited time. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use code QUALITY at checkout for an additional $30 off during their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
There are municipalities all throughout the state of Florida, as close as Pensacola, as far away as Miami, everywhere in between, that's taken advantage of the act that was passed back in 97 and passed and instituted or passed resolutions that designated areas much like Milton's, but titled them, you know, something considerably different.
All right, this is a big one. It's a long, drawn-out drama. I mean, it's a Russian novel here, but here goes, okay? This is Todd Wynn representing Tim Shell Developers, and what they wanted to do is they wanted to have an area in Milton designated as a brownfield area. The word area is going to be very important, so remember that word. And this is the thing. You remember last time on our previous episode, Shannon Rice had called them liars, and Mike Cusack had raised a ruckus about this. And so Todd Wynn shows up and says, look, people use this act, this brownfield-related act, all over the state, and they call them all different kinds of things. They don't have to call them brownfields.
For example, over in Pensacola, there are redevelopment areas spanning all the way from I-10 down to the bay, multiple redevelopment areas. Over in Orlando, there are economic enhancement districts up and down the I-4 corridor, over to the Pine Hills area. And then even where we're located in Winter Garden, the entire downtown area of Winter Garden is the Winter Garden Downtown CRA, Community Revitalization Area.
So what he's getting at is the distinction between a site where there's contamination or suspected contamination and when the area, which is all around or near around the site, where kind of like you're affected by having that one bad neighbor, you know, like one bad neighbor brings us all down, it makes everybody worried, and you're trying to create revitalization around those areas to develop them. That's the brownfield area. Those properties don't have any contamination, but they kind of suffer the bad reputation, or that's kind of the general gist of it. And he says, look, you don't have to call it a brownfield site, or sorry, you don't have to call it a brownfield area. You can call it a community redevelopment district. You can call it a happy we wish you'd build here site. I mean, you could name it anything you want to name it. Nothing wrong here, fantastic place to invest act. You could call it anything you want. And that's going to be part of the issue, is the calling of it by that name, brownfield. So Mike Cusack, remember, he kind of raised a ruckus about this before.
I believe you stated that you were going to develop the property irregardless of a brownfield designation. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay. And you also stated that the property is not contaminated. Is that correct?
That is also correct.
Okay.
So this key points is that the developer is already working on this and has said, even if they don't get the designation, which would give them a bunch of money, and, you know, allow them theoretically to lower the cost on the end result affordable housing apartment complex. That's kind of the end goal here. But, you know, they are already working on the development. They are going to build it anyway. The theory is that if we get them tax breaks, then they won't just, you know, put it in their pocket, but they'll actually cut the end price of the rent, and that would be good for the people who are trying to get into these homes at an affordable rate. The other part, but they don't need that. They're going to do the project anyway. The second thing is there's no contamination on the site. And so Mike Cusack continues.
From my interpretation, what I'm reading here, Council, page 224 in your packet, any real property where the expansion, redevelopment, or reuse is complicated by actual or perceived contamination. So I'm trying to understand why we would designate property as a brownfield when it actually is not a brownfield property. Why would we do that? In my opinion, it gives a negative connotation to Milton, to people, to the citizens, right? Oh, I live in a brownfield area. But if it's not really a brownfield area, is that the right thing to do?
So his concern is, look, you slap this label on a piece of property, you give a bad reputation to that area, which is why the statute exists in the first place, right, is because anything close to an actual brownfield site should get some help to overcome the stigma of it being near those sites. So if we're adding that stigma to areas that are not even really connected to that stigma in the beginning, then how is that helping Pensacola? And why are we doing this since we're giving money to them? And I had very much been on the other side of this, okay? I thought Mike Cusack is the kind of guy that just kind of wants to irritate sake, even though I appreciate that he's always very clear with his point of view, although a lot of times he doesn't speak on the mic, which is very frustrating. He's saying that, look, the statute doesn't seem to indicate what you're saying. And this is where the drama begins, okay? The voices you're going to hear here are Alex Andrade, the city attorney, and, of course, state representative. But he's trying to explain the difference between a site and an area. Site has contamination or possible. Areas do not, but they're kind of surrounded by it, suffering from the stigma, so to speak.
Mayor, if I may.
Yes, sir.
Councilman Cusack, I believe that we discussed, I believe it was last week or last month, the difference between a contaminated site that might be designated as a site versus an area. The area definition falls more in line with the economic development component, and it's not dependent on any specific square inch or foot or yard or mile. The designation of a brownfield area and the amendments to the boundaries of a brownfield area do not depend at all about the discovery of new or other or alternative contamination.
All right, so he's giving the explanation of the distinction that Mike Cusack previously had not really grasped. And Mike is kind of working with a graphic. I think the brochure that was put out as information on this stuff, and Alex Andrade is working with the statute itself. That will be important in just a second. Before that, let's get Candy in here with traffic on the fives.
All right. Good news is we're not showing any of the slowdowns or delays. An accident to watch out for, Barrancas and Live Oak, not showing a roadblock, though. That's near Pensacola Country Club. It's been moved off to the side. Reported debris in the roadway to I-10 eastbound. This is at mile marker 18. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local. Dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to the Milton City Council meeting, where we're having a bit of a drama disagreement over the question of brownfield site, brownfield area for an apartment complex wanting to get designated as part of the brownfield area in order to get a bunch of tax breaks and incentives and development help for them. Okay, and so you know he had Alex just explaining to Councilman Mike Cusack what the distinction is between an area and a site.
I guess I've read something wrong, because in my opinion, a brownfield, and I understand where he's coming from, it's all about the financial incentives, right? For the tax break and the $2,500 per head bonus and all that other stuff. And I understand that's where he's coming from, because he's trying to maximize his profit. I get that. But however, not at the expense of the people of Milton, and comparing Milton to, and don't laugh at me,
no,
I don't laugh at you.
Mr.
And
no.
Another thing, and there you go again.
No,
so there's the smirk. Okay?
Y'all both may need to take a breath, Mr. Cusack.
Well, I don't like to be smirked at.
I hear it.
Respect.
I don't like to be smirked at. Alex, okay, so I know Alex Andrade really, really well. Alex, when he hears something that really sounds dumb to him, and not just them, but he has this kind of funny facial tic that he'll do where he kind of stretches out his mouth. So it's an involuntary reflex.
So do you.
I know. He's not, I think it's more of a grimace than it is a smirk. But if you've not seen
him do
it before.
You guys can both do the Grinch face.
Yeah. You know, I know, it's funny. So I know what he's seeing Alex do, because I watched it on the tape just to be sure. And he's not laughing at him. It's totally involuntary, but he can't help it.
Me? No. I don't laugh at you.
Mr.
And another thing, and there you go again.
No.
All right, so we got the city councilman's yelling at the county attorney. Don't laugh at me. I'm not funny. Don't laugh at me. I don't like to be made fun of. Stop it. And the city attorney's like, I'm trying not to.
This really is very, very, very similar and should be thought of far more like a CRA. Like a designated an area blighted does not suddenly change its character or nature. It just, the city has designated an area that's blighted and seeks to take access and use different models of taxing and spending and financing to improve that area. It's the same concept here. It doesn't comport to dictate or change the nature of the property. It's just opening up a financing model for it.
That's not what I read. I read that it designates it as a potential contaminated area. That's the term for brownfield.
No, that's not the term for it? The difference between a site and an area should be distinct.
Not what I read.
He's not getting the distinction, also because he's working off a brochure rather than working off the statute. Mike Cusack.
No one likes that, and I think Mr. Andrade's trying to explain he didn't intend that, but...
Thank you, Mayor. No, Ms. Councilman Cusack, I was just trying to clarify, and I was trying to work in again by pointing at the graphic. The graphic does not distinguish between a site or an area. It's a generalized version of the statute. If you look to the statute defines and clarifies and distinguishes sites and areas.
But.
So my point is the definition of a brownfield doesn't apply in this case then, correct?
Brownfield site and a brownfield area are not the same thing.
This is Randy Jorgensen trying to explain it to him.
The comment from this brownfield real development program people says any real property where the expansion, redevelopment, or reuse is complicated by actual or perceived contamination. That's not what this is.
So he's kind of just trying, he's not getting it, okay? And you have Alex Andrade and Randy Jorgensen are trying to explain it to him.
Councilman Cusack, if we're talking about definitions, we need to look to the actual definitions and not a descriptive graphic.
Well, I don't look at this, so the definition in this brochure from them is inaccurate?
I'm not saying it's inaccurate. I'm just saying it's missing the detail that you're inferring. And to infer that detail, you need to look to the statute and the definitions in the statute.
I think the problem with the material is it's probably focused on the site, right? That brochure is focused on sites.
So Mike Cusack has got a hold of a brochure that tells him that brownfield areas have these problems, and it's really more general to all of it, mostly to the sites. And the lawyers in the room, Heather Lindsay and Alex Andrade, and of course the city attorneys very well schooled on this, are trying to explain to him it's different than that. Okay, we're gonna pause here. We'll pick this up again at 7:35 because this is the intermission moment. At this moment, Mike Cusack looks like he doesn't know what he's talking about, looks like he's gonna lose this argument, looks like he won't get the concept of what they're talking about, that there really isn't a stigma attached to expanding this brownfield area designation, that it really is just a very minimalist procedural kind of designation in order to free up money that can help a developer provide affordable housing in the end. Oh, but don't just trust me. There is an act two here. There is a second half of this conversation. We'll continue this next hour at 7:35. 6:51 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, dramatic. When I say BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, look, nice high-end vehicles. You think, man, I got to take those to the dealership to get them repaired or preventative maintenance or service done. No, you don't. No, you don't, especially if that dealership is a long way away, and some of them are, right? Don't take the time, take the expense, all of that. Take it to Bobby Likas right here on Davis Highway. They work on these vehicles all the time. Same thing, if you've got a diesel engine, they work on those all the time. No problem. So any kind of automobile, whatever it is, you can take it to Bobby Likas. They were rated a top-rated service center in 2021 Carfax. The ratings haven't yet come out for last year yet, but 4.5 average reviews or above. And their philosophy is preventative maintenance. See you a little bit often so you can prevent the once-in-a-while huge thing. That's the idea. CarClinicService.com is the website, or you can just stop in or make an appointment online at Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
ECUA's free Recycling Coach app is here. Discover which materials are recyclable, receive automatic reminders on waste collections, schedules, and holiday update, and use the report, a problem feature, to schedule a special pickup or report a missed pickup. What's more, there's educational information on a wide variety of recycling topics and resources. Download the Recycling Coach app today with the App Store or Play Store. Also accessible from the ECUA website. That's ecua.fl.gov.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3, 95.3, and on the AM dial at 1620.
Gallon gas, 344, 345 from Florida, 302 in Texas, and 485 in California. If you're in Navarre this morning, prices have dropped since Friday about 3 pennies, 315 east and west at the Walmarts. If you're in Tiger Point, across the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 315, that's down a little bit. 321 at the Exxon in Gulf Breeze, that's down a little bit. 312 at the Raceway in Milton, 309 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, and then 319 or 318 through Pace. All these prices are dipped just a little bit over the weekend. That's good news for you. 315 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market on 9 Mile. That's actually relatively high for the area, but the other ones are cash prices. 304 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And coming in from the southwest side, you got 312 at the TNC, 315 at the Murphy on Navy. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out there price, your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. Oh, and I had somebody called who was actually in the meeting saying that Alex was more rolling his eyes and, you know, and I've seen Alex do that too. I do it too.
I know.
And this is why I could not be in a position of like, I could not be the guy who sits there and like, because I would be like, oh my God, these idiots. that's how I am on the radio. Like, right?
Yes, you are 100% like that anyway.
I know.
Everywhere we go.
That's right.
So's your wife.
Anyway, let's get traffic on the fives from Candy. Go ahead.
I meant that as a lovely thing because she's just as funny. This is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. And taking a look around Barrancas and Live Oak, accident with no roadblock. Again, that's near the Country Club in Pensacola. Do watch your emergency crews on scene. And debris in the roadway, we're still getting reports for that. I-10 eastbound, mile marker 18. I'm not seeing anything else. Certainly, if you do or you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Damn Somebody it. Here says that we should call brownfield sites contamination doo doo zones and brownfield areas doo doo adjacent. you can call it anything you want, according to the statute.
You
got to
give
apparently.
That to Christina Lone.
Yeah,
no,
all right.
Doo doo adjacent. Adjacent.
That's right. David's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
And speaking of doo-doo zones, here's the news with David. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Doo-doo adjacent.
There we go. I like it. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un calling for his country to bolster its nuclear readiness. In remarks that were carried by state media there, Kim accused the U.S. and South Korea of planning aggression against North Korea. Mississippi's Department of Human Services wants a judge to keep former NFL star Brett Favre on as part of their lawsuit to recover misspent welfare dollars. DHS lawyers in Jackson, Mississippi last week asked a judge not to allow Brett Favre to walk away from the case. He's never been charged with a crime, but Mississippi says there's evidence that links him to a scheme to misspend millions of dollars that were supposed to go to needy families.
All right. Thanks so much,
Good.
Dave. Thanks, David. Time now for... future news where Candy and I tell you what's going to happen.
I hate Brett Favre so much.
I couldn't tell. I didn't feel like he had any opinion about it whatsoever.
Dude, he could have just retired from the Packers. Never mind.
USA. It's coming on strong in the World Baseball Classic. We're going to be in the finals now. Can we win the finals? 14-2, we beat Cuba yesterday.
Yes, we're going to win.
You've never even heard of this thing. I love it.
No, I know. I thought spring training was happening right now, right?
It's also happening. That's right. Will Trump be arrested tomorrow?
No.
I'm going to say yes. I mean, he said it on Truth Social. How could it not be true? will Miami Beach get their troubles under control for spring break?
No.
I hope so. My God, it's really, really, really been bad. And will Matt Gaetz run for any other political office other than state representative?
No.
Yeah, I would
think
he
should.
I think he likes being a rep. You know, the only thing about him staying in the House of Representatives is he's always said he's in favor of term limits and he wouldn't be there forever. So that might be a reason he would leave.
President Gaetz.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
We've got reaction from neighbors who lived near the scene of that shooting in Baldwin County over the weekend. We'll have that and a lot more right after this update from Fox News here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
China's leader goes to Russia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
They'd like to rewrite the rules of the game globally, and they have been increasing their cooperation and their relationship, certainly of late.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Sunday. Xi Jinping arrived this morning for talks with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
Ahead of the visit, he put out a statement in which he said, quote, "We have every reason to expect that China and Russia, as fellow travelers on the journey of development and rejuvenation, will make new and greater contributions to human advancement." While the Chinese are putting out a positive spin for Putin, this trip may offer a major boost. The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Putin just last week.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. After being accused of war crimes, Putin went to Ukraine over the weekend, visiting Mariupol, a city Russia now controls after bombing most of it to rubble.
That is also the location of the drama theater, which was used as a civilian bomb shelter and clearly marked with the Russian word for children so it could be seen from the sky. It was bombed anyway, resulting in one of the greatest concentrations of civilian casualties in the war.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Kyiv. A Trump ally will testify today before a grand jury in New York City investigating the former president, who claimed over the weekend he'll be arrested tomorrow. Trump lawyer Joe Tacopino tells Fox,
"This is a politically motivated prosecution. This is the thing that's happening in this country now, where we're using the justice system as a weapon."
Robert Costello, a former legal advisor, expected to contradict ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen's testimony.